Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Title IX regulations were created to protect women and girls to provide them equal opportunities in educational spaces. President Biden's recent Title IX regulations are removing these important protections. With us now to explain how these changes will impact women's and girls' sports is Caroline Moore from Parents Defending Education. Caroline, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me on.
Excellent. So I'm glad you're with us tonight. So with these regulations and changes to Title IX, does this change effectively eliminate the intended purpose of Title IX?
Yes, it really does. It extends the definition of sex to gender identity, which basically means that the protected female spaces, whether it's in academic programming or just in restrooms or locker rooms, that's now up to gender identity. So if you identify as a female, you are more than welcome to use these spaces, which was not the case before. So as you can imagine, it threatens a lot of privacy, you know, safety, fairness, all of the above for females in K through 12 education, as well as higher ed as well.
That's a perfect segue to my next question here. So, you know, does President Joe Biden believe extending the definition of sex in Title IX to include gender identity is quote unquote inclusive, when in reality it excludes biological females as biological females? What do you think, Caroline?
Absolutely. No, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, he does it under this guise of inclusivity, but in reality, it rolls back the intended purpose of Title IX.
Yeah, it's exactly like the opposite, has the opposite effect on what it's there for, right? Exactly.
Yeah, but I think that, I don't know, this administration seems to have, I don't know, hijacked the English language to kind of, you know, make it fit what they want it to. And the average person, I think, listens to it and they're like, well, inclusive, that's good. But wait, what did you do? You know, I think that that seems to be everyone's reaction.
Yeah, apparently the Biden administration doesn't believe there is a difference between biological males and females.
Yes, incredible. And as we all know, there are huge biological differences. And that's why, you know, when we're talking about things like spaces like restrooms and locker rooms, and especially when it comes to sports, you know, that's where fairness and safety really, you know, it can be an issue. Females, especially going through, you know, changes through puberty or in high school as they get older, I mean, these biological differences become more and more prevalent and they need to be separated.
Wow. Caroline, this is John Whitmer. I wanted to jump in and ask you a quick question. Kansas recently has passed, other states I know have passed, state laws that define biological sex as according to the gender that was assigned at birth. I know it was a big issue here because the legislature had to literally override the governor's veto in order to pass the law. So now how does that affect, you know, when you have a state law that will now be in conflict with Title IX, how is that going to impact?
You know, I think what will end up happening is there's going to be a lot of litigation. This rule, it came out, you know, two Fridays ago, and it actually is going to be published early this week, this coming week. And once that happens, I think that we will see a lot of complaints filed, probably by states and also by, you know, tons of groups on the center right, but also any group that cares about free speech, I think, will file lawsuits against the Biden administration, because what they're doing is, you know, an overreach. Title IX was something that was passed by Congress. And so for the executive branch to effectively override something that Congress did is crazy. And also, I mean, like what you said, things that are going on in states, you can't really have state laws that are in conflict with what the president is now saying is the law of the land. It creates a lot of ambiguity.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And Title IX has been fought for so many years, decades, actually. To destroy it this way is unbelievable to me. This is Jim Howell, Central County Commissioner. I'm speaking with Caroline Moore, who is the from Parents Defending Education. So my next question would be, this seems to have major implications for privacy and safety in K-12 schools. What do you think about that, Caroline?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. When this rule initially came out, a lot of groups like ours actually, I mean, I think there were over 300,000 comments filed with the Federal Register pushing back on this rule and saying it's bad, whether they were parents, community members, organizations. And we filed one. And our biggest concerns were privacy, safety, and fairness. I mean, those are the main issues here. And I think when you talk about privacy, I think on the left, they try to say, oh, well, they're individual bathroom stalls. Well, that's actually, I mean, that's not the case everywhere, first of all. And second of all, every person needs their own private space when they're using the restroom or when they're changing. I mean, these are when people are most vulnerable and in compromising situations. And a lot of people feel uncomfortable with how they look anyway when they're just dealing with all females, mm-hmm. let alone if there are biological males in the room. And, you know, this also will open up not only, you know, restrooms as you're thinking about it, you know, during the day, but it will also open this up for like sporting games and stuff. So if a kid is at, you know, a middle school basketball game and they go to a restroom, I mean, they could easily be in the restroom with, you know, an adult man, which is, you know, really concerning, because I don't know, when I grew up, we were always taught, you know, stranger danger, and you shouldn't be hanging around with, right. you know, adults anyway. But like an adult male in a little bathroom, it's just, I mean, it's against everything, I guess, I was brought up to believe is, you know, true and honest and good about the world.
And if you don't play along, you get in trouble. Because right now, the way these regulations are being pushed out by this administration, it essentially forces us to have speech that ignores biology and forces us to use their preferred pronouns, which I think is puts the onus on us to know what they think they want to be called.
Absolutely. You know? No, I think that's one of the biggest overreaches with this this rule is the threat to First Amendment rights. It's going to require students to use preferred pronouns of students. And now, I don't know if you guys know this. I just know this because we get complaints from parents all the time that, you know, one day a student is Samuel and then the next day they're Sally. And first of all, logistically for the teachers and for other students, it's very difficult to keep up with what you are every day. But if you have deeply held beliefs, whether they're religious or, you know, just based on, you know, your moral code, you would have to buy into this and say, you know, use these preferred pronouns, even if they defy this person's biological sex. Mm-hmm. And so it's a huge, it's compelling students to use these pronouns, and it's compelling teachers to do so too. They're not going to be able to push back. And so it's a huge threat to free speech.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really, really glad that you're helping us understand this and educate us on these topics. And if folks want to connect with you or want more information about your organization, they can find you, I believe, at defendinged.org. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We have tons of resources on there for parents. We also have a tip email address that's on the website. Parents can send things in if they have, you know, confusion about policies or especially like with Title IX, what's going on in their district. A lot of these districts are just going to opt in for this, even though it's not necessarily required until August 1st, I think. And so I think there's going to be a lot of ambiguity. So definitely your listeners are more than welcome to reach out to us. And we have a staff that's more than happy to talk to somebody over the phone or, you know, direct them to resources on our page.
Well, Carol, I want to say thank you so much for joining us this evening. I really appreciate your time. We'll check out that website.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!